You're listening to Otter 2, Māori issues prioritised each and every day. The small community of Ruawai in North Kaipara, it's between Dargaville and Maunga, Tūroto, it's got a population of 450 people. They've been successful in stopping a proposed new liquor store making its way to their town. Heda Estates lodged an off-licence application for the store at Kaipara District Licensing Committee back in August. The case went to a hearing and a decision was made to decline the licence application due to the tight-knit community's fight to keep the potential significant alcohol-related harm out of their town. Joining us is George Hammond, who lives in Ruawai, to speak of the decision. Thank you for your time today, George. Ngā mihi, and welcome to Otter 2. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, my friend. Yeah, no worries at all.
Kia ora. Kia ora. Well, you'll be pleased at this result. A significant amount of the Ruawai community thought that they don't need an off-licence in the town. What was the mood of the people and why the opposition to this, George? What were your concerns?
I'm glad for this opportunity and bless all you guys for the work you do. I was really glad about the outcome. I was actually happy and over the moon. The general town, I don't know, I sort of kept away from people's opinions, there were a lot that wanted it, and there were a lot that secretly didn't, but they never said anything, that sort of thing. But shy and whakamā, I think. But we come through. The people I know in there, they did not want this. A bit afraid to stand up and send in the application or send in the opposition, the objections, but I didn't really take it on to say that I was going to speak for them all. It's just that I just spoke from my heart, and I've been there. I was a great customer of those products back in the day, and I knew what trouble I had gotten in, and most of my family and most of my cousins and stuff, and I just did not want that for my town, actually.
Tēnā koe, George, and fair enough as well. Obviously, you can buy your supplies in Dargaville or Maunga, Tūroto. They're not that far away. The community's got on fine across the decades without an off-licence in town. Heda Estates, I'm not familiar with them as an organisation. Was it designed to be a sort of tag on to a dairy or something like that? What was planned?
They bought this vacant section between the four square and the cafe, and they bought a vacant land, which is just a rectangle, no biggie, and they had these plans and pictures and that of what they were going to put there, this nice-looking shop. It was a beautiful-looking store, and they were going on about enhancing town and all that with its presence and all that. But when it came a time to say something, I thought, I'm not against business, because business and that, you promote business, you get create jobs and things, for our people. But none of that pointed to that outcome. And it was a beautiful flash store, and I just suggested that if we changed this product, if we put a couple of golden arches outside the thing, man, I'd be your first customer every Saturday. So with my mokos. But they didn't see they laughed, but they didn't see it. But it's true. It's the product that he was selling. It's not needed. Foursquare sells beer and wine. I know of a lot of people, and I've heard of a lot of people. I've had a lot of cousins dead from the stuff and other accidents and stuff for our family. I've seen broken families. I've been part of it, all because of alcohol and especially liquor, top shelf and that. So beer and wine, okay, we can handle it the best we can. But this stuff that was coming in, man, and I know, being there, it was just too tempting. I pictured my mokos, I could see it's hard case, bro. I tell you. I got a cousin, I won't say his names or anything like that, but young fella, big fella, tough too, and he got children and all this sort of thing. I mean, he won't back down from nobody. And I could see him say to me, oh, uncle, Man, I was wanting to buy those things, you know. I could see them, and I was cracking up inside myself. I was thinking, all my nephews and things like that, or some I don't know, and that they'd be going, "Oh, man, we can just whip up the roar." And then I was seeing my niece, my friend's daughter, and she's like 18 or 17, 18, sitting in the wagon. I pictured her sitting in the wagon on her phone going, "Oh, give me two, whatever they call it, RTD, just give me two. Oh, come on, Dad." All those temptations, you know. And I could see that, and I could see the hard caseness, because that's Māori's hard case, you know. But really, I could, in my heart, I could see my cousin upside down in the drain, you know, because we got canals all over our roads because of the floods and stuff. And I could see the cars upside down. I see my uncles, those that had gone before me, in the drains and dead, and they all were, and we buried them and stuff. And I seen that, and I don't want that, especially not for my mupuna down there. They only are 7 and 5, and for all the future generations of our people too. I didn't take a Māori stance. I didn't take anything, even a community stance. I didn't stand for that. Can I tell you how I actually heard about it?
Yes, you can, and I'd like to know how you responded too, whether you, in fact, spoke to the Kaupuna District Licensing Committee to hear your concerns and opposition to the plan.
Yeah, well, I did. When my wife brought home the local newspaper, Lifestyle, and I was reading it, you know, I don't know if you're like me, but I read from the back to the front. I like to get the end. And I saw this little ad there, and it says, application for liquor license for Ruwai Wines and Spirits. And we don't have a Ruwai Wines and Spirits. What are you talking about? And I thought, no. And you know that giveaway, that there's a guy on there from the Office, TV program in the US. And he goes, "No God, no God." You know, I'm sorry if I'm going to get religious on you, but here, but that's just the truth. It's just what I did. And I went, "No, no, no, Lord, nah, not in our town. No, we, man, I got cousins and family, close family that don't live with their wives no more because of the booze and the stuff that goes with it, you know, cars and all that, and their kiddies running around with other parents now and all that rubbish." I went, no, that's liquor, that's hard stuff, that's top shelf, no. So I was sitting at my table and I started praying because I believe in God. And my wife turned around to me and she said, "Dad, look up some." It was a psalm in there. I don't know if I want to read it to you, but it's a short one. It captured the whole thing in perspective to what I was going through when I went through, when I read that application. But it says in the Bible, like I was saying, I don't want to get. I said, "Lord, I reckon God's real. You know, He's alive." So I said, "Lord, what you say about this thing? Lord, I don't want that here. I know what it is. It'll kill us." And it goes in Psalm 54. He replied. My wife said, "Dad, read Psalm 54." So it said, "Save me, O God, by Thy name, and judge me by Thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth." And bro, are you still there?
Absolutely, George. I'm listening intently here. What?
Well, he goes like this. This is the next part that really got me. And I want everybody to know deep down inside them that He thinks of us. He loves us. He says, "For strangers are risen up against us, and oppressors seek after our soul. They have not set you before them, God." And so I went on. I went, "Lord, what?" And he goes, "Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with those followers that uphold my soul. He will reward evil unto our enemies. He will cut them off in His truth. I will freely sacrifice to you, Lord. I'm going to praise your name, for you are good." And then the last verse says, "For He has delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye has seen His desire upon mine enemies." So that's what He gave me that night, and that's what I prayed every day. I prayed once to save us. I prayed the next day after that, from there on, for about Oh, since I read that application, thank you for saving us. Thank you for delivering it. So I had no doubt. I had no doubt that he was going to do something, that he was going to stop this. Well, what happened was we went to the Ruwai Hall down here, and a lot of people came to air their views, but only a half a dozen stayed. And this group called, I think it's Citizens Against Alcohol Harm, or Community Against Them, they're the most wonderful people. They thought of us here in Ruwai. They thought of my mokos. You know, they were fighting for them. They probably didn't know it. They probably do it every day. I don't know. But I befriended some of them at that one day meeting. And boy, they had some lawyers. They had the police. The policeman's our friend. His sons went to school with our son. And he gave a report. Everyone gave a report, but that didn't mean anything. These guys can get in. You know, they can, these strangers, as they call them, they can come in and flood our town. Now, I heard you talk to a lady. I listened to a podcast? A lady from Te Tiko.
Oh, yeah.
And she was saying that her whole town, they own all the shops. These strangers, as they call, I don't know what ethnicity or whatever, but it was a movement. And I said, no, that's not going to happen in Ruwai. That's not, and because that's what he said, I will deliver you. So, and he did. There was months gap between that meeting and another meeting and the decision. There was months in between. So there were some things hanging on that no one really understood why. But Kaupuna District Council are involved in a lot of issues. So I guess this sort of like took the bottom of the pile. But I tell you what, I just kept praying that every day. I'm saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you for delivering our beautiful town of Ruwai. And in that prayer time, I found out just how beautiful this town of Ruwai and every town in our country, in Aotearoa, every town, every soul, God loves.
Good on you, George. I can sense the satisfaction that you have that the decision has come out in favour, for the time being anyway, holding back on an off-licence for Ruwai. And it was a decision that came because of community opposition and because of the stoic nature of your stand here. Yeah. So it's worked out this time around, mate. All the best to you and to the whānau who call Ruwai home. I'm sure that another challenge of this type will surface in the future, but at least you'll know the lay of the land and can signal your opposition at the hui of the licensing board and the like. Thanks so much for your kōrero today, and it will be an inspiration to others. Nei rā te mihi kā koe, George.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you, mate.
You too, George. Nice talking with you, man. Thank you.